They break it down for us as he does each and every week. He is the star-studded beat reporter. I mean, like, I ask him for his autograph. He's that good. He's from Letterman Row, spent a million years at the Dispatch, but now he's all ours, at least for the next 10 minutes. He's Tim Mays on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The legend.
Dude. Hi, Tim. Hey, man. You just coined a new word.
Which one?
A non-conference game.
It is That's a non-conference play. Game. That's true. Well, wait, they equal each other out. So that makes it a conference game.
I know. It's called a double negative. Yeah. You came up with a new word, a non-conference game.
That's how I roll, baby. I'm making words up.
It seems like the two wrongs don't make a right, but three rights make a left.
You go, y'all go from sense to nonsense. I like that.
That's what we do on this show. That's why we love having you on the show, so we don't have to digress and go through the silly words that I use. All right, Buckeye, I'm assuming you tell me this is their biggest challenge of the season so far. Help me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Number one, it's a Big Ten game, and it's a Big Ten team, and everything that denotes. I mean, it's basically, even though it may be a bottom half of the Big Ten team, it's still got larger players, across the board, probably faster players than anybody they've gone against. I mean, I was asking, it's funny because I asked Ryan Day, I think it was yesterday or day before yesterday. Yeah, my days get mixed up anymore. But it's almost like they're playing a non-conference game instead of a non-conference game because this is a brand new team and with a brand new coaching staff. And you kind of got to learn them by just looking, what have they done this year? What have they done on video this year? And then look at some Oregon State stuff. But I think what Michigan State's got 61 new faces on the team. I mean, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the modern world.
Yeah, no kid, man. And especially having to go in there for a night game in East Lansing against a team you don't totally know. You used to know quite well with Michigan State, but not as much there. This does feel like a big boy game, Tim. And I'm thinking this is a big boy Ohio State team. Will Howard has looked really good throughout this whole thing. And I know it hasn't been much of a test, but boy, that kid looks like he fits like a glove, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, speaking of big boys, he's, 6'5", 235. And the interesting part about from now on is one of his strengths is definitely running the ball. And he's only run the ball, I think, 8 times thus far this year. He's looking forward to maybe the need being for him to run the ball a little bit more because he does enjoy doing that. But he's been really good throwing the ball. And, what people forget, well, maybe not. Maybe I don't give people enough credit, this guy is a fifth-year player. He's a guy who started, 20-something, 27, 28 games at Kansas State, helped them win a Big 12 championship 2 years ago. I mean, he's been around, and he's exuding that leadership now. I mean, after he got to know the guys, after moving in January and stepping up and, it's really funny when you look at just the two players that get to play started for Huffman, started for almost 2 years at Alabama at center. And then you got Will Howard, and then he's handing off or pitching out to Quinshon Judkins, who the last 2 years gained over 1,000 yards each year at Mississippi State. I mean, that's a pretty good upgrade for your roster overall. And I got people just going by me like I'm going about 40 miles an hour, and I'm actually going 71. I mean, people are nuts anymore. They don't understand that if you're in a – like this guy just went by me in a Honda Transport or Passport. He's going like 88 miles an hour. He doesn't understand. If he loses control, he's flipping for 20 minutes. I mean, people are nuts. I know what it's like in the big city up there in Cleveland. I'm talking about here just south of Toledo with this – crosswind everybody's dealing with from Helene. Helene. People are crazy. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, man. It might be, Doc Brown got a hold of that thing. They might be trying to go back to the future in that transport.
They're going to end up in the past if they keep doing that.
I'm talking about everybody's going by. I'm going 72 in a 70, and everybody's going by me. And I just admitted to anyone listening, I'm also breaking the law. Go ahead now.
I'm going to go back to football because I have stories, I have highway stories that I don't want to go into. But my point is that, you know, and I think this is nitpicking for an offense that's pretty much averaging 50 points a game, that in the beginning there was hesitation on looking at the offensive line and wondering what they looked like in that first game. And then by the time they got around to Marshall, it just felt like the offensive line had some cohesion. Just your assessment of Ohio State's offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, but it was expected in that first game. Yeah. I mean, everybody getting their feet under him. I mean, Donovan Jackson wasn't playing. Of course, he didn't play the second game either. But, you know, when you've got a preseason All-American sitting there having to watch while his hamstring, and believe me, you want hamstrings to heal fully, just ask Jackson Smith and Jigba, and I'm sure numerous Cleveland Browns through the years. But it was hard for him to sit there and just watch, but he did. It's paid off. He feels pretty much 100% instead of pressing it and trying to get in there because it is his last season as a Buckeye, and these games go by, man. It just seems like the season will never come around. It doesn't seem like you'll ever get to your senior year, and then all of a sudden, it just the games just start rolling by, and he was eager to get back in the lineup. Now he's back, and that makes a huge difference. But you're right. There's a vim and vigor to this offensive line that wasn't there, I don't think, hardly ever last year, and maybe even the year before. I don't know. That line in 22 was pretty good at the end of the year, but the bottom line is yes. And then you put Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson behind them, both of whom not only are not afraid to go through a small crack in the line, but boy, they get through there, they can take it to the house. Both of them can, and you know. And then you got James Peoples champing at the bit to play a little bit more as that third running back. I mean, their running game, and like I said, you throw the possibility of Will Howard running a lot more down the line. Yeah, they feel pretty good about where they are. I think on the running, they always answer when you ask about that. We can always be better, and definitely they can do that too.
Hmm. All right, Tim, I'm going to come back to Ohio State because I really want your opinion on this. The deal at UNLV with the starting quarterback, Matthew Sluka, is that how you say it? I think it's how you say his name.
Sluka,
Yeah, I mean – that team's undefeated. UNLV is making national headlines for the first time in forever. And then he's walking because the team didn't pay him $100,000, according to his father and his agent. What do you think of that?
I think if you make a promise, you keep it.
Yeah.
And number one, and people can say, well, things weren't in writing. You know, who knows what the truth is really right now about that. But it's enough to make him mad enough to leave because – that guy was making headlines along with his team.
I know.
And a lot of these, you know, a lot of old-time guys are saying he's abandoning his team and blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, there's two sides. I guarantee you there are two sides to this story. And in this NIL transfer portal world, you better live up to your word pretty much on both sides of it. But if one side does it, why are you obligated to do it? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's a brand-new world. These guys aren't necessarily playing for allegiance to the team like in the old days, even though, you know, I mean, Ohio State's recruited nationwide for eons. But the idea that you come in just to play for that brand and that school and it means everything to you, you know, that's gone to the wayside. I mean, look at DJ Ungalele, you know. I mean, he's playing for his third team in 3 years and or 4 years and right on down the line. I mean, it's crazy. So I kind of side with the player because I've got a feeling that what their side of the thing is accurate.
That Slukas is. That's your okay. So here's my next thought. So like when I heard the story go down, I'm like, oh man, he's having a great start to the season. And I'm at first I was like, oh, I wonder if he could transfer back to like, you know, the old 1AA or Division II, but you can't do that. The NCAA won't let you do that. But I got to tell you, Tim, if these guys are paid to do their work, I'm wondering how long before that rule changes. Because I don't think the NCAA wants it to, and I, you know, but, I mean, if we're treating them like employees, and I say
changes,
to you,
there are no rules.
Well, I'm just saying, Tim, if you work for me, right, and you're writing for me, and you decide I didn't pay you, and so you want to leave, I can't stop you from getting another job. And the more we start talking about this being a job, you start to wonder, I wonder if somewhere in the near future we're going to see players leaving mid-season because they're not happy.
Boy, two things popped through my head as you were talking. Number one, Man, if I'm working for you, I'm desperate.
You are.
So I'm probably going to hang on to that job.
That's true. By the way, okay, we never would have taken a plane anywhere. You would have been riding a bicycle to like Happy Valley and stuff if you were working for me back then. Yes.
Hey, right now, I feel like I'm shooting crosswind landings back at the Angelina County Airport when I used to fly when I was a teenager. But I digress. The other thing is, you sounded like John Matuszak in, what was that, North Dallas 40?
Yes.
This one, we call it a game, you call it a business. And when we call it a business, you call it a game. That's kind of what's going on right now with
this
Lucas thing.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
But here's the thing. They're going to revenue sharing next year unless they get really delayed because of the house settlement situation, which seems to be a little bit in limbo right now. But they're going to revenue sharing, so they're going to be paying these guys. The schools are going to be paying these guys, number one. So that's already happening. Number two, I told you guys a year and a half, 2 years ago, the only way you really get a handle on what's going on now is a word that people in the NCAA, and I'm talking about the schools, that's what the NCAA is a word called contracts. And nobody wants to go the contracts route. But that's how, if Lucas is playing for UNLV next year or 2 years from now, and they get the word contract in there, you can't walk on a contract. You can sit out, but you can't walk. And so I got a feeling this accelerates more of a just like the kid leaving USC now, the defensive lineman. He's not going to play the rest of the year. He hopes to practice with the team, but he doesn't feel like he's being utilized properly. Mm. And now he's already letting you know he's hitting the transfer portal in December, even though there's, what, 10 games left, games left in this season. I mean, that's crazy stuff. But, you know, we've seen that happen at Ohio State a couple of times where guys pretty much step out because they have seen the future and they're not in it. But so, you know, there's all kinds of ways to answer that question, but it doesn't always come down on from the standpoint of loyalty. It does come down to loyalty a bit, but loyalty is a two-way street.
It's the best part, and Tim May joining us, the legend on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You can read him at Letterman Row, the Tim May podcast, all sorts of good stuff. You can find the legend. The thing with it, Tim, is I'm actually okay with it because as bad as this sounds, man, it's nice to see some of these coaches actually be held accountable instead of making a whole bunch of empty promises in a living room with their parents sitting there, and then all of a sudden they get on campus, and all of those are like, yeah, just kidding. I just wanted you here to begin with. Like, now there is actual like repercussions for the garbage that's being sold.
Yeah, you can't really go, huh, what? You know, anymore, because a guy has rights. I mean, these guys should have had rights to begin with. But, the one story I was reading about the thing at UNLV is might have been made by the offensive coordinator and not the head coach. But you got to figure somebody's got to be in on the conversation besides those kind of guys. And number two, I'm not sure you're allowed to make a promise like that. You know what I mean? But who knows? Who knows what the rules are anymore? That's the big problem. But when you say you're, instead of paying him $100,000, you're paying him $3,000 a month. In the modern world, it's chump change, baby.
All right. Well, that's why you get paid the big bucks, to give us all the lowdown on everything.
There you go.
All right, my friend. Have fun. Please avoid all the idiots on the road on your way up to East Lansing. And we look forward to talking to you next
week. Here's what we got to do. Next time I'm driving somewhere, we've got to have it where y'all can have a YouTube channel with my in-car camera, with an in-car camera with me, like in Formula One or IndyCar, where you can see what I'm actually dealing with while I'm talking.
But we only want to see two hands on the wheel, and then we want to see your hands shaking on the wheel. That'd be fun.
Well, I'm holding the phone with one hand, because if I go on speakerphone, you'll hear Tim May, you're the what do you call it, the echo. So to do y'all a big. All right. I'm trying to do y'all a huge.
You are. I'm just glad you're not in Ohio where there's a new law about that. Just so you know, we're just taking care of you, Tim.
No,
thank you.
You can talk on the phone. You can talk on the phone in Ohio. Look it up. I don't think you gotta be on speakerphone if you're just holding the phone up. You just can't be. I don't think you can be. What do you call it? I don't think you can be texting while you're driving.
No
and
texting
out in front of you.
That is true.
It's fugitive. Not everybody has a speakerphone.
The views and opinions of Mr. Tim May are not those necessarily of Baskin and Phelps or 92.3 The Fan. Yes.
Real quick, next time we'll test it. I'll do it speakerphone. We'll see what it looks like.
Oh, all right. Goodbye, Tim.
Bye.
Tim May, we'll talk more about what he had to say. Letterman wrote, next, Baskin and Phelps. Sounds kind of arrogant when you say that, doesn't it? Comes off as arrogant.
I mean, when you put it as by me, Andy Baskin.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's very like, that's like Hody saying my listeners, right? Same thing. Right, Hody? Are you still okay? Are we over this now or no? I just want to make sure.
Oh, we're not over it.
This poor kid, he's just trying to live his life back there. It's bad enough.
He's trying to be a good 2020 anchor, Andy.
It's bad enough he's got to take his test in the hall because he keeps copying our papers.
Yeah, that is weak.
Okay, hold the phone now.
That's weak.
Actually, we'd prefer if you'd answer the phone rather than just hold the thing and look occupied.
Yeah. I think that deserves a sound effect, Dan.
Now you're calling for your drops?
He's calling for drops.
What is happening?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
You're copying his paper too. You're going to be taking your test in a room by yourself instead of on the hall. You're getting
fine by me. Fine by me.
Oh. I'm going to put you down to the bathroom.
I didn't even know there was an exam today. I didn't study.
Every day is an exam.
Copying everyone's homework.
Every day is an exam for you.
Thank you for having me.
Look at him calling for his own drops. Forget what I said about arrogant, man. Kid just walked in the door like 5 minutes ago. He's like, I need green M&Ms only, please. What are you people doing in here? Right, can we go back to this UNLV story for a second?
Matthew Slupka,
the quarterback for UNLV. We're talking about the Runner Rebels being 3-0 for the first time since 1984. This kid's a transfer from Holy Cross, right? Guy, I should say. I don't know. After high school, you probably shouldn't call them kids.
Kids, guys, whatever. It's...
My first thought is, if what he's saying is true, and I think if there's no paperwork on it, then I don't know how do you prove it or not. But let's just say you're this quarterback, you come in, your team's now 3-0, and you're off to your best start, and then the school that promised you, according to him, $100,000 isn't living up to it. I mean, it sounds to me like they weren't even paying for his housing. Don't they have a dorm? And by the way, you know how many hotel rooms are in Vegas? I can't put them up somewhere, even if it's a nasty old joint that's like $19 a night. I mean, really? They're not making that. I probably don't want that answer. But you know, I'm looking at it, and then I'm like, if UNLV doesn't live up to their end, and there are other teams watching this kid play quarterback, why shouldn't? And I know there's a rule against it in the NCAA. Why shouldn't he be able to go play for another school in the middle of the season? Why shouldn't he be able to transfer to somewhere else? That was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, okay, this kid leaves. He ends up at UNLV, and now he's a quarterback. They say, we're going to pay you $100,000. If this is all true, they say, we're going to pay you $100,000. They didn't do it. They didn't come through. And so, hey, you know, it's like going to work. Like, I'm flipping burgers. Flipping burgers. I do it for a week. Do it for 2 weeks. Expect my check to show up. Doesn't show up.
See ya.
What am I going to do? Boom. Drop the mic and walk out the door. Next thing you know, you're flipping burgers somewhere else where you know they're going to pay you, where the check is going to clear.
Step one, get it in writing. Like, that's, I'm sorry. Like, I feel for Matthew Slupka throughout this entire thing.
If it's true, let's just make sure, because it's still.
If it's true, you're right. Allegedly.
But if he's not going to play, you better believe.
But, like, again, get it in writing, get it in writing, get it in writing. Don't do handshake deals. Don't do, oh yeah, we'll take care of you. No, get it in writing. Because the minute that isn't in writing, if it all of a sudden turns into the situation you're in right now, if it's not in writing, if you have it in writing, at least then you can go to a lawyer. You can at least make them have to give you that money. But if you have it as a handshake agreement, what are we doing here? This is going to come off very poorly, and I understand. It's the great line. Record company people are shady, right?
Right. No, I don't know if that's true. I've known some record company people that aren't shady.
All right. Well, a lot of people will come back to you and do the record company people are shady.
Okay.
It's kind of the same thing we're in right now with the NCAA and these schools, because it's the wild, wild west. And there are no rules and there are no regulations, because the NCAA decided, you know, if they fought tooth and nail not to let it happen, that they put no thought into putting rules and regulations if it happened. So instead, we're in the wild, wild west. So you kind of have to look out for yourself. Get it in writing. That's the one thing, man. His dad should have looked at him. His mom should have looked at him. His grandparents should have looked at him and been like, dude, get it in writing. Aunt and uncle, dude, get it in writing. Like, that's the part of this that I look at him and I go, like, oh, bud, you
goofed. What if he's got a text message that says, okay, you're getting 100,000? Now you have it in writing, right?
You got it in writing.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has it in writing or not. That, I mean, I think in a court, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I think in court that's considered writing. But yeah, get it in writing. That's the first part. The second part, the in-season transfer thing. I mean, look, if you're not going to have any rules to begin with, you're right. Somebody's going to fight this in a court of law and get it. That these guys are independent contractors, and it's been shown over and over and over again.
I know I've had this conversation with Phelps, and it drives him crazy, but...
Well, Andy, there's just one thing.
Oh, I'm glad he's not here to give you the evil eye.
I've done it to his face. He laughs.
I have this belief, and I know this drives people absolutely insane, especially if you're like total traditionalist. I believe, especially if you're paying to go to a school, you should be eligible to play. I don't care if it's your eighth year.
Don't do this.
I don't care if it's your seventh year at the school. If you're, let's just say you want to go to med school. They have med school there, and you still want to play football for 7 years.
Do you really want to watch 36-year-old Chris Leak running around taking bowling?
If it makes the game better,
come on.
Well, it's up to the school. The school doesn't have to play him. You don't have to play him.
And no offense to Chris Leak. That was just the first thing that popped up.
No,
but
what I'm saying is, look, if you pay to go to a school, right? Forget about it, especially in this time of NIL. And you want to pay, and you're a grad student, and you're past 4 years of eligibility, no matter how many 6 years to get in for, whatever you want, however you want to look at it, why should you not be? You are an active participant of the university. Why should you not be able to play as long as you're there?
If you're going to live by that philosophy.
100%. I live by that philosophy.
And by that rule.
Like, get rid of the clock.
Then you immediately need to separate the university from the athletic department. It just...
No. You have to be.
You're going down that road.
You're taking it the wrong way. What I'm saying is have affiliated yourself with the university because you are still an active student there. Now, I'm not talking about people that work there or people that are instructors at a university or administration. I'm talking about students. If the games are for students to be able to participate in... And you're a student at a university, why can't – maybe you're taking the slow road. Maybe you just don't like to be in school. By the way, if you're playing big-time college football, it's not like you can go to every class. Let's just remember, they're there to get the education. Really? And so if you're in the school and you're an active participant as an underclassman or as someone who's maybe going for a second degree or something like that, why not?
All right.
If you're good enough to be on the team, you should still be able to play on that team.
Okay. Because if you still want to refer to it as college football.
You're in college.
There needs to be some kind. By having some kid taking bowling in his seventh year, that's not the essence of what college football is looking like.
There is a lot to be learned by the art of kegling. I don't understand why you're belittling bowling.
I mean, you're right. It's math.
Yes.
Physics.
Yes.
I get it.
Keep going. I'm really impressed.
Strength and conditioning?
Hey, listen,
that's a pretty heavy ball.
If you're sitting at the table and you're maybe perhaps having a libation with somebody else, isn't that social studies? Could that not be politics?
No, that's sociology. That's what that is. You pull everybody in the bowling alley and now you're onto something.
Well, oh, that's right. If you're looking at everyone else and you're coming up with a survey or something like that. Yeah.
See, there you go. No, that's the problem, is if you're then you've become the minor leagues. Then you need to separate church and state and call yourself minor league football. Like that's at
open
a certain,
your eyes, man.
At a certain oh,
these
I know.
Guys are making oh. way more than minor leaguers.
Oh, trust me, I'm not saying this with a level of naivety. I'm saying it as like this is what they would tell you. They would look at you and go, "We are not a minor league. We are here providing a service of community and whatever other hogwash they want to sell you." And so. That's the thing with it. We can't live in a... I mean, could you? Sure. Could you have 35-year-old quarterbacks running around because they're, you know, taking basket weaving? Sure. Why not? But, like, is that really the essence of college football? Does that really make you want to tune in and pay attention to this?
What is the essence of... Is there an essence of college football left? I don't think so.
Yeah, we've got bands coming in. We've got the cheerleading. Like, there's a pageantry that comes with it. There's a tradition that comes with it.
Why couldn't that be in pro football, too?
You're like, ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris Leak.
Why don't we have a marching band for the Browns?
He's 42. Yay.
What if a 40, but in the past, a 42-year-old could play. If, let's say they left high school, went to the military, and decided they weren't going back to school until they were 42, their NCAA clock didn't start.
Is it the Colorado kicker? Ashland had
a couple guys like that
a long time ago. In the same way.
It was a long time ago, though. But
we, at some point, you need to just lay down the law and be like, okay, we have to have some essence of college, right?
No, they have destroyed everything. Do you understand that? You have a quarterback at UNLV.
Yes, they have.
You have a quarterback at UNLV that just left after a 3-0 start because they didn't pay him.
Andy,
what is left to college football?
Andy, I think it's better. It's not destroyed. It's better. We're in a better place now than where we were.
No, I'm not saying we're not as far as maybe what you're watching.
Kicks rear end right now. The product has never been better.
You're talking out of both sides of your mouth, though. Because what I'm saying is these rules they made it better by changing or getting rid of all the rules. So why not? If you're going to do it, go all in. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. You know what's next. Quick predicts. Give us the score of the Browns-Raiders game coming up on Sunday and Monday mornings. Headline at 216-474-0092.